Good afternoon, everybody. This is Donald Tucker speaking to you from the National Airport in Washington. This is our final show for 1950, so we have something just a little bit special for you this afternoon. Have some guests with us this afternoon, folks whose voices are very familiar to you, ones that you've heard and learned to really enjoy in the past few years. Oh, quite a number of years, to be exact. And I'm going to ask Connie B. Gay to take over right here and introduce everybody and have a talk with them.
Thank you, Donald, and I'm going to be very brief in mine. I'm going to call this young chicken over here and say howdy to her.
Howdy!
Well, if it
just
ain't...
Just proud to be here.
If it ain't my girlfriend from Grinder Switch. That's Cousin right. Minnie Pearl. How are you, Minnie?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Connie?
Just as fine as a... Well, I don't know what, but...
There
as what?
Is.
Yeah, a chicken. did you have a nice flight up from Nashville?
Yes, sir, just smooth as could be.
Did you have any interesting experiences coming along?
Well, there was one nice-looking feller sat down by me and looked over at me and smiled.
Well, you better watch out. Hezzy might be listening.
Well, he finally laughed out loud, so it didn't mean much.
Oh.
Not a whole lot, I'd say.
Well, Minnie, it's certainly good to see you, and you're looking wonderful. That's a nice outfit you got on. You going to wear that tonight?
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't pay much for it. In fact, I heard one feller say I must have got it for a ridiculous figure.
Oh. Well, that one went right to me, Minnie. Anything else happened on the way up that you think...
Well, we was all so excited about the show, though. I'm telling you now, Connie, we was talking about it all the way up. Every one of us.
You were?
Hollering and screaming and yelling about it, yeah.
Looking forward to
it. You know,
tonight.
We'd rather play Washington than almost any place in the world.
Well, Minnie, we'd rather have you than just about any girl that we know of
well,
in the whole
thank
wide world.
You. I keep thinking every time I come up here that I might find me a feller.
Well, you might at that. There are going to be thousands of them there tonight.
And is it right? They tell me they don't be no reserve seats, just first come, first serve.
First come, first serve. We've got 5,000 tickets that we've set aside for sale at the door tonight. See, that armor's a powerful big place.
Yeah.
You know how big 2 acres of land is at Grinder Switch.
Oh, my. Awful hard to hold, too.
We got 2 acres of unobstructed floor space. Over there tonight for the
floor. Unobstructed floor space.
Yes,
sounds fine.
Well, Minnie's nice talking.
We're going to have a whole bunch of unobstructed stage space, too.
I don't know what it means.
I'm scared of Connie. He's city broke, and I ain't.
I was broken lizard lived in North Carolina. Let's get somebody else over here.
I wish you would.
Talk to him.
Here's a handsome fella, Connie. I don't know if you've met him personal before, but he's been with us now for quite some time with a fine bunch of fellas down at the PA show. His name is Cully Holt. He's with the Jordanaires. Cully, I want you to meet Connie Gay.
Cully,
well,
how
glad
are you?
To know you?
Glad
Connie.
To know you. And tell us a little about your trip up here. Did you?
Well, this is going to be dull after many. Yes, sir. We enjoyed it very much.
You're looking forward to the show tonight?
Oh, certainly. We've been looking forward to it for a long time.
Are the boys all in fine fettle?
Well, they're all here.
In good voice.
They're all here
and raring to go tonight.
Yes, sir.
Listen, there's one question that has been asked of me that I want to ask of you. The records that we play and the transcriptions that we play by the Jordanaires are all spiritual in nature. Now, you do other type of singing, do you, or don't you?
Yes, well, we do most anything the occasion calls for.
Anything from ragmop right on.
That's right.
Well, it's nice having you here, Cully, and I want to say that... Your boys certainly look good, and I know they're going to sound good tonight in the National Guard Armory.
Thank you,
in Washington.
Connie.
Now, let's see. We got another fella over here. I don't know. He looks like he's got a mouthful of goat burger or something. It's Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, Connie.
Glad to have you, Rodney.
Why, Ned, I'm so mad I could eat a goat burger right now, and I ain't just a kid.
What are you mad at?
Well, Flitter, we've been a-flying for hours to get you.
Well, how you didn't expect to come... On the buggy, did you?
Well, I wished I had, because right there flying, I love to get high, but not that
high.
Oh,
I know what you mean.
I tell you, I'm glad to get you, old Courtney. I sure am.
Have you got any news for us or any,
well,
any little gag for us?
I'll tell you one thing. It's cold outside.
By that, it is.
Baby.
Yes,
it sure is. It's plumb cold outside.
How cold is it?
In fact, it's been so cold in Hornwall last week, the old hens is laying from a standing position.
Old hens are laying from a standing position.
But I'll declare, I believe it's warmer here in Washington than it was in Nashville and Hornwall when we left.
Well, it's a beautiful day here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Washington.
Did they treat you all right? Come on.
Yeah, just swell. I'm telling you, we had more good old coffee and bologna.
Sandwiches. That's a new name for bologna.
Henry Cannon will shoot me, won't he?
Bart, it's not. Are you looking forward to the show tonight?
I sure am. Looking at the armory.
Looking at
which
the
way did it go?
Oh, it's still there. Well, thanks a lot, Rod Brasfield.
Glad to
from
be here.
From Hohenwald, Tennessee. Nice to have you. Now, here's a fella over here that's kind of new in this business. He hasn't been around very much. Good afternoon, and what is your name, sir?
Red Foley's
Red
my name.
Red Foley, glad to have you, Red. You're looking swell.
You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it, that you work with a guy like I've been working with Rod about 4 years almost now. And the guy still tickles my funny bone.
He knocks me out. I just can't stand to be around him.
And you know, if he tickles somebody that works with him every day, those folks that are going to come down there tonight are bound to bust their sides at the guy.
Isn't that something? That is really... Red, how'd you get along coming on up here? Nice
oh, flight. Wonderful. Had a wonderful mm-hmm. flight. We hit a few clods out there, a couple of places. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, we... Real smooth flight,
this is really going to be a nice shindig tonight, Red, and I know you're going to mow them down. You've got the full repertoire of songs tonight, Ring.
Well, everything that we've ever done the last 5 or 6 years, Connie, we plan on throwing it at them over there tonight.
Can I ask a favor of you?
Absolutely.
When you do Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy tonight, and when somebody starts shining something, let it be my shoes. Look at them.
All right.
I've been out here in this mud.
We'll make that a point.
All right, we'll see if we
can. Connie, we've never forgotten the last time we was up here with you at the Watergate Theater, and we had such a wonderful, big audience over there. And we all went back home and talked about that for several months.
Well, it was really quite an event. Tonight's going to be even bigger, though, Red.
Well, I certainly hope so.
We've got five full hours tonight.
Show and dance.
5 hours.
Just anything they want.
Show and dance and celebration. No intermissions.
Isn't that wonderful?
Complete from 9 till 2.
Wonderful.
Red, it's nice having you in the capital city. Nice to have you for our show tonight. We're proud of you. You've done a wonderful job for American folk music.
Thank you.
I want to say that from myself and from our listeners, too.
Thank you, Connie. And, of course, I imagine you want to get one more little plug in about where we're going to be.
Yes, sir. I'll just haul off and say it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's tonight from 9 until 2 in the National Guard Armory in Washington, D.C. Now, the National Guard Armory is located at 20th and East Capitol Streets. That's, you go to the United States Capitol, drive right out to the end of the street. On East Capitol, you can't miss the building. If you do, you run into the Anacostia River. Now, we've got 5,000 seats that we've set aside at the door for sale tonight between the hours of 9 and 2. If you can't come by 9, that's okay. Come on just as late as you want to. The last Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry show will go on pretty late, so you'll see a show even if you are late getting there. There'll be dancing, there'll be refreshments, there'll be souvenirs and noisemakers, free parking, tables and chairs, and you're all invited. That's tonight in the National Guard Armory, Washington, D.C. The price is the lowest price celebration in Washington, the lowest price celebration of its kind in the East.
A lot of good, clean fun we're going to have.
Right. The price is $3 plus tax.
And wonderful.
That is the best price I know of in the nation. See you all at the Armory tonight. Now, this is Connie B. Gay turning things back over to Donald Tucker.
May was named Defense Bond Month for a very good reason. The 1st of May was the 10th anniversary of the Series E Bond Program, which was started in 1941. There were two worthwhile objectives for Defense Bond Month. The first was to sell an extra defense bond to as many buyers as possible. In this connection, some 25 million pledge order forms were distributed by the nation's newspaper boys. Probably many of you listening were visited by your newspaper boy and asked to fill out one of those pledges. But the second objective was even more important. It was to expand the payroll savings plan among the wage earners of the nation and to make those plans available not only to industrial plants but to stores and offices as well. And this is a continuing program. It is hoped that enough new companies will install the payroll savings plan and that enough workers will sign up so that a firm start will have been made on our 1951 goal. That goal is to double the number of Americans on payroll savings. That is a big job, but I know we can do it with unions and management supporting the drive. By the time the next new year dawns, payroll savings should have at least twice as many participants as a year earlier. I think you might be interested in knowing how payroll started. It developed from similar plans long used by private industry for purchases of company stock by employees and for payment of industrial insurance premiums. The U.S. Treasury Department began to sell savings bonds in March 1935. By 1938, a number of companies voluntarily put payroll plans into effect in order to encourage employees to save regularly. You may not remember, but until 10 years ago, the Treasury sold savings bonds by mail. But on May the 1st, 1941, our government faced the enormous task of raising billions for our defense, and payroll savings was one of the first ideas put into effect. America's industries, realizing the value of thrift, cooperated eagerly. Thoughtful union leaders, too, realized the need for some plan to give the wage earner an easy, automatic way for regular saving. Americans ended the war with four times as much savings as they had in 1940. Payroll savings plans should get the credit for a large part of these savings. After the war, many companies dropped the plan, and the effect on employee savings was immediate. But now the trend is in the opposite direction. More and more companies and more wage earners and their unions realize that there is a war on, not only against communism, but a war against inflation as well. A war to safeguard the future of the individual American. Payroll savings participants are increasing by leaps and bounds, and the figures are going higher all the time. They show that bond purchases on payroll plans are rising sharply. Sale of $25 e-bonds during the first 3 months of this year increased more than 13% over the same period in 1950. The largest increase in 4 years. Sale of $50 e-bonds marked up a 5-year record, increasing over 2% above the first 3 months of last year. We still have four to go to reach our 1951 goal of doubling the participants. Can we do that? I am confident that we can. In Georgia, over a 6-month period, the number of wage earners on payroll savings has actually been doubled. So we know it can be done, but will it be done? That depends on all of us. We did well during May. Let us do even better during the rest of the year. Thank you.